CPAcademy.com.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
WMFR in Medford.
Cure patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Ooh! Frisky are we?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
We're the sauce on your steak. We're the cheese in your cake. We put the spring in Springfield.
We're the lace on the nightgown.
The point after touchdown. Yes, we put the spring in Springfield.
Free sauce.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Where would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
A new mood is in the air in Springfield, as refreshing as a pre-moistened towelette. Folks are finally accepting their feelings and really communicating with no holding back. And this reporter thinks it's about f***ing time.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good evening, and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, news reports, who knows where. And they're mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme. And this evening, we're celebrating the real arrival of spring, with all the flowers and trees finally blooming. Yes, March 21st may have marked the official beginning of spring, but it's really happening now. So, we began the show, as we always do on a Plastic Sushi, with a Japanese band. That was the Brilliant Green and Flowers. So, we've got so much great music for you this evening, but in particular, we're going to be having Wendy Carlos's epic 1972 ambient masterpiece, Spring, as the seed crystal of this evening's sound collage. And we're also going to be hearing a lot from Vangelis. And in fact, backing me up right now is Vangelis with Movement 1 of Soil Festivities. We're also going to be hearing from the Chemical Brothers and Henry Mancini, one of my real big musical idols, that crazy Mexican composer, producer, and all-around sonic genius Esquivel. And the Cult's going to be in tonight's mix. And we're going to be hearing excerpts of a talk by Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman called Requiem for the American Dream that was recorded by anarchist journalist producer Chuck Yu on a couple of days ago, April 24th, at the Harvard Bookstore. And even we've got some AC/DC in the mix. One of the two songs where Angus uses a slide on his guitar. So just to be clear, the views and opinions expressed on this show don't represent those of Tufts University, WMFO, the WMFO Executive Board, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Because I think it's important, my style of presentation of things is to present a wide variety of different viewpoints and let you see what you think of it all and figure out who's a little bit right and who's really wrong and who's sort of wrong and a whole lot right. So coming up, we're going to start the rest of your Friday night sound collage party with one of the most venerable and biggest selling J-pop artists, Japanese pop bands ever, the Southern All-Stars. And they formed in 1978 and they're still going, having sold more than 47 million albums. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going here on WMFO in Medford on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.
I live for drugs.
No. Well, yes, but no. But yes. Now, here is the Southern All-Stars and Shiroi Carnation. A song about a white carnation.
We'll be right back. future, Mr. Allnut, is what we are putting this world to rise above.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is spring flowers as we celebrate the real arrival of spring with all of the trees and the flowers. The trees and flowers blooming. We started off that last set with the venerable Japanese band, the Southern All-Stars, and Shiroi Carnation, White Carnation, from their Sentimental album. And then an outfit called Smoke in Function, and a song called Tibetan Spring. And then the Chemical Brothers followed that with Spring from their The Boxer CD. And Esquivel, that pioneer of stereo separation and bachelor pad space age music. Yes, Esquivel, the flower girl of Bordeaux. And then we finished off the music in that set with one of the two songs where Angus Young of AC/DC plays slide guitar. Stormy May Day. May Day coming up soon. And then we finished off everything in that set with, I think, as far as public service announcements go, a pretty fun one about a very real threat. Many threats. Pests. Which, not to say you want to certainly kill all critters. No, we probably kill far too many creatures. But when they're inside your home and causing West Nile. I actually got Lyme disease several years ago, and it took me a while to realize that, and it had a... It put me into a really low energy state for a couple of months. I had been out biking with my friend Gurney, and over on the McLean Hospital reservation grounds, and there are ticks there. And I had, well, at one point noticed, like, it's kind of a bullseye kind of symptom on your skin, and I didn't think too much of it, and then I was just browsing the web and came across something that led to a photo of that, and I was like, oh my goodness, that looks like what I had, where the tick had gotten, and then I sensibly went to a doctor and got antibiotics and was ultimately got over that, but it's a pretty serious thing, and some people just don't get over it. So, watching out for those ticks is an important thing, particularly if you've been going outside in a possibly tick-infected area. Another public service message from your from people who care here at WMFO. Yeah, that's us. So backing me up right now is Vangelis again with some more soil festivities. And in the next set, we're going to be hearing the first of three excerpts from a talk called Requiem for the American Dream, a conversation between Amy Goodman and Noam Chomsky that was recorded by anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu. And I'm going to be mixing that on top of a piece by Tomoko Tsunazaki called Haru no Umi, Spring Sea. And in turn, I'm going to be sandwiching that between two flower-themed songs by My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. And all of that, yes, a real sound collage mix for you in this next set and two more. Only here on the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme sound collage.
I live for drugs.
I'm checking.
stone. Joan. Bitch. I'm gonna find her. And I'm gonna kill her.
To the book, and I think it's intimately related to so much of what's happening in this country and the world today. But I wanted to ask you about this comment that you made, that the Republican Party, you said, is the most dangerous organization in world history. Mm-hmm. Can you explain?
Well, I also said that it's an extremely outrageous statement. But the question is whether it's true. I mean, has there ever been an organization in human history that is dedicated with such commitment to the destruction of organized human life on Earth? Not that I'm aware of. Is the Republican organization, I hesitate to call it a party, committed to that? Overwhelmingly. There isn't even any question about it. Take a look at the last primary campaign. Plenty of publicity. A very little comment on the most significant fact. Every single candidate either denied that what is happening is happening, a serious move towards environmental catastrophe, or there were a couple of moderates, Jeb Bush, who said, maybe it's happening, we really don't know, but it doesn't matter because fracking is working fine, so we can get more fossil fuels. Then there was the guy who was called the adult in the room, John Kasich, the one person who said, yes, it's true, global warming's going on, but it doesn't matter. He's the governor of Ohio. In Ohio, we're going to go on using coal for energy, and we're not going to apologize for it. So that's 100% commitment to racing towards disaster. And take a look at what's happened since. November 8th was the election. There was, as most of you know, I'm sure, a very important conference underway in Morocco, Marrakesh, roughly 200 countries at the United Nations-sponsored conference, which was the goal of which was to put some specific commitments into the verbal agreements that were reached at Paris in December 2015, the preceding International Conference on Global Warming. The Paris Conference did intend to reach a verifiable treaty, but they couldn't because of the most dangerous organization in human history. The Republican Congress would not accept any commitments, so therefore the world was left with verbal promises but no commitments. Well, last November 8th, they were going to try to carry that forward. On November 8th, in fact, there was a report by the World Meteorological Organization, a very dire analysis of the state of the environment and the likely prospects, as I pointed out, that we're coming perilously close to the tipping point, which was the goal of the Paris negotiations, was to keep things below that point, close to it. And other ominous predictions. At that point, the conference pretty much stopped because the news came in about the election. And it turns out that the most powerful country in human history, the richest, most powerful, most influential, the leader of the free world, has just decided not only not to support the efforts, but actively to undermine them. So there's the whole world on one side, literally, at least trying to do something about it. Not enough, in some places, in a couple of others. On the other side, in splendid isolation, is the country led by the most dangerous organization in human history, which is saying we're not part of this. In fact, we're going to try to undermine it. And we're going to maximize the use of fossil fuels, could carry us past a tipping point. We're not going to provide funding for, as committed in Paris, to developing countries that are trying to do something about the climate problems. We're going to dismantle regulations that retard the devastating impact of the production of carbon dioxide and, in fact, other dangerous gases, methane and others. Okay, so the conference kind of pretty much came to a halt. The question, it continued, but the question was, can we salvage something from this wreckage? And pretty amazingly, the countries of the world were looking for salvation to a different country, China. Here we have a world looking for salvation to China, of all places, when the United States is the wrecking machine that's threatening destruction, with all three branches of government in the hands of the most dangerous organization in human history. And I don't have to go through what's happened since, but in general, the cabinet appointments are designed to assign to people whose commitment and beliefs are that it's necessary to destroy everything in their department that could be of any use to human beings and wouldn't just increase profits and power. And they're doing it very systematically, one after another. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, has been very sharply cut. Actually, the main department that's concerned with environmental issues is the Department of Energy, which also had very sharp cuts, particularly in the environment-related programs. In fact, there's even a ban on posting and publishing information and material about this. And this is not just at the national level. The Republican Party, whatever you want to call it, has been doing this at every level.
Is God in show business too? Is God in show business too?
Flower. flowers.
God and show business too.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, we are celebrating the arrival of spring with all the trees getting their leaves and the flowers blooming and blossoms coming out all over the place. Yes, spring is really here. So, that last set had just three songs in it. We began when ended with My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, and two songs about flowers in various ways. That one we started off with was called A Daisy Chain for Satan, the Acid and Flowers mix. And the song we ended with was Lucifer's Flowers. And sandwiched in between was Tomoko Tsunazaki and Haru no Umi, Spring Sea. And then mixed on top of that was an excerpt called Dangerous Republicans from a conversation Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman had a couple of days ago. It was recorded by Chuck Yu, and we're going to be hearing some... two more excerpts from that talk, mixed up sound collage style, in the second hour of our show this evening. And yes, speaking of sandwiches, I earlier stopped by the Tuffstonia Carnival, which this is Spring Fling Weekend here on the Tufts University campus. So... a big concert for students tomorrow and all sorts of other things going on, as they were last night with a free movie, and this afternoon, yes, the Tuffstonia Carnival, which had opened to everybody, and there was games and rides and, in particular, free food. They had a bunch of food trucks that... normally serve paying customers, and they had them drive up onto Fletcher Field and paid them the money ahead of time to give everybody the food they normally serve. And I tried in particular the Vietnamese sandwich truck, and that, the roast pork sandwiches that they had, that was so delicious, really. And, well, you know, I'm not a vegetarian, but I think there's a lot to consider with being a vegetarian. And let me, as penance, just mention that PETA.org, PETA.org, is a great place to begin learning about eating healthier vegetarian meals. But, oh, that roast pork sandwich with the melted fat on there, just the right amount of that, and the diced carrots that were in there. Unfortunately, the Tuffstonia Carnival ended at 8 p.m., but next year, if you're still around, you can certainly keep that in mind. And, well, yes, changes coming up. It's springtime, a time of a real spurt of growth for so many things after that crazy winter, and a time of big changes for some people, certainly, as some of our seniors and grad students will be going on and changing their lives in big ways. Well, let's our tonight, one of the, say, centerpieces of our show here is, well, Wendy Carlos is another one of my four big musical idols. Quickly, they would be Esquivel, Wendy Carlos, Brian Eno, and Les Paul. And I certainly deeply admire many other musicians, but, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Page. Yeah, I've learned a lot and incredibly enjoy their work, but there are enough people kneeling at the two altars of Jimmy. So Esquivel, Wendy Carlos, Brian Eno, and Les Paul, my top four. So essentially, Brian Eno and Wendy Carlos and some other people were co-inventors of this ambient style of music that doesn't rely so much on melody, but as Brian Eno once said, it's kind of like sonic wallpaper. That's one way. I certainly use ambient music to cover up the noise of things that are going on around me when I'm trying to concentrate. So for the next 20 minutes or so, just kind of sit back and take in this truly a sound collage by Wendy Carlos. And, well, we'll see you on the other side here on WMFO in Medford on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage.